It's Thursday, April 23, 2026.
Higher prices are primarily inflationary. Shortages hit output directly and are worse for growth.
Europe warns of rising shortages amid Trump's war on Iran. Two-thirds of the U.S. is officially in drought. Bad news for summer crops and wildfires. Plus, renewable energy has overtaken coal as the main source of electricity globally.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I'm pretty confident coal will lead the world in global electricity production when I die.
Hey, Chris Wright, Energy Secretary. You might want to check in with your doctor. This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, Donald Trump's war continues to continue. And the world continues to try and survive it, I guess.
Yes, European leaders are increasingly alarmed over the Iran war's destabilizing impact on the global economy. This week, EU Central Bank President Christine Lagarde noted that Asian countries are already rationing cooking and jet fuel. One-third of the global fertilizer supply is stuck in the strait, and she warned of potential rationing of food and fuel in the months to come, hitting developing countries the hardest.
If the disruption persists long enough, the adjustment shifts from prices, which we are putting up with now, to possibly rationing with very different economic consequences. In particular, some of the low-income countries or emerging market economies that are taking a much more severe hit than us and are moving into rationing.
Here in the U.S.,
I also don't know how long oil prices will take to come. Even if this ends, like, there's a long time to get back to normal.
Major airlines are canceling flights and entire routes for the summer, anticipating shortages of jet fuel. Delta, Air Canada, and Lufthansa are among the airlines this week that announced the cancellation of tens of thousands of flights. In science, March 2026 was the second hottest March ever recorded globally since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s, tied with March 2025, according to NOAA. Today, two-thirds of the continental U.S. is in serious drought, a record for the month of March. That's according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. March 2026 has ranked as the third all-time driest month ever recorded in the U.S.,
really,
trailing only behind July and August of 1934 at the height of the Dust Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was very, very dry.
Yeah, it's not a great sign for the upcoming wildfire season, food prices, or the Western water supply.
Well, wildfire will be happy about it.
In Georgia and Florida, extreme drought, low humidity, and high winds have set off raging wildfires, including a massive blaze in Florida's fragile Everglades. Climate studies link the observed increase in drought and wildfire to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels. A new report finds that almost half of the U.S. population, that's more than 150 million people, live in areas with unhealthy ozone levels and particle pollution, including half of U.S. children. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report called it, quote, a grim indication of the deterioration of air quality nationwide.
Did you check how it's looking out here in Los Angeles?
Yes, Los Angeles is on the list of the top 10 cities with the worst air quality.
Fantastic.
A different study released this week determined that extended exposure to wildfire smoke could increase the risk of at least 5 different types of cancer.
I'm not even going to ask how that looks in Los Angeles.
In the courts, a federal judge in Massachusetts this week blocked the Trump Interior Department from enforcing a series of arbitrary, unlawful new restrictions on renewable energy that have halted federal permitting, including requiring extra layers of approval from 3 different political appointees not required of fossil fuel projects that clearly favors fossil fuels and disadvantages solar and wind projects. The new policies resulted in the cancellation or delay way of numerous clean, renewable energy projects.
Yeah, and one of those people who had to sign off on these projects was the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum. He could just say no anytime he wanted to, for any reason whatsoever.
Or no reason at all.
Right.
And finally, great news for anything that breathes. Surging renewable energy has edged out coal as the main source of electricity globally for the first time ever. That's according to energy data firm Ember. Due to a structural shift towards clean power, Ember found that solar is the key driver, meeting 75% of the growth in global electricity demand.
Someone might want to let Energy Secretary Chris Wright know about that. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Right, right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.